Hey, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Courtney, and welcome to
Who Wants to Adult Anyway? Welcome back to episode 2. How was your weekend, Court?
I mean, considering we were actually together on the weekend.
This is true.
I think you already know.
It was just a standard question, you know, one of those polite questions.
I know. But can I tell you something, right? Getting ready this morning, I had like a major fashion block.
Yeah, Courtney, for people that are listening and not watching the YouTube, Courtney is in all black today, head to toe black.
Like even my trainers are black.
Yeah.
Even my sunglasses are black.
Yeah, she's in mourning today. What are we mourning?
Mourning the fact that I could not get dressed.
Mourning the fact she had a fashion block.
I feel like when you have a fashion block, it's just always just to go straight to black.
Well, yeah, I feel like probably go to black before you have like a full-on breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, one of those crying in the corner of your bedroom.
That was it. I was like, I have to be there in 10 minutes. I just chuck something on. I've got like, I don't look that bad.
No, you look lovely.
It's not my best.
It's just plain.
I mean, you look a lot more fashionable today.
Well, you told me to serve the outfits for these pods, so I've been thinking about it. I have to plan.
I probably shouldn't have let myself have like just an hour to get ready. I should have given myself a bit more.
That's unlike you. You usually give yourself a lot of time to get ready.
I know. I just felt so unprepared today. Let's just not go into it.
Okay.
Do you know what it is? It's that time of the month.
Oh, there we go then. Bingo. That's why.
That's why
the fashion block has happened.
You just fall straight off it when you're on.
Well, I think you saved yourself and you've done really well because you saved yourself having a mental breakdown where you couldn't find an outfit. You just went straight to black and you got yourself here.
Exactly.
No crying. No fits.
No. Normally it is a cry and a fit and I don't come out.
You bypass the fit, so I think you've done pretty good. You deserve a well done.
Thank you. And
pat yourself on the back.
I will. I think this actually is a good segue into what we are talking about today. So our subheading is, how the F did we make it this far?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. How did we get here? We don't really know. And do you know what? This is good chat as well for the weekend. Me and Courtney were talking the other day about, you know, what our plans over the weekend. And on Saturday night, Courtney went to a first birthday party, one of her friends' children's first birthday parties. And I went to one of my friends' 30th birthday parties. So, you know, and I'm going to a hen this weekend, actually. You know, like all of a sudden, we're going to all these grown-up things.
Yeah, it's like one minute I'm leaving a birthday party with a party bag that I used to love and the next I'm going home drunk.
Yeah. Or, you know, we used to be going to like Love Juice at 195 on a Saturday or like under 21's night.
Yeah.
Like, how are we here that we are now, and we had Sunday lunch. And that's quite grown up really, isn't it? Sunday lunch with our pregnant friend and our other friend has just got a dog. We're so grown up.
So it's actually scary how quick life has gone.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think we touched base on this last week. When we turned 20, as soon as you turn 21, life just goes in a click of a finger.
Yeah. Yeah. And you think, wait, how did I get here? It's almost like, you know, have you ever done that thing when you're driving and you're going like somewhere that you go all the time, say like your drive to work or like your drive home, your drive to the gym, something that you do all the time, and you get in your car and then all of a sudden you're at your destination and you think, how the hell did I just drive myself there? You like completely black out.
Yeah, you forget the route.
Yeah.
You forget that you've done that route.
Yeah. And you've just like on autopilot, you've completely like daydreamed your whole way there. And you just think, wait, that's actually scary. How the hell did I just get myself, drive myself from there to there? I have no memory of like stopping at traffic lights or a roundabout or anything. I've just daydreamed my whole way there. That is how life feels. I hit 21 and I've daydreamed to 30.
I can't say that there's like a particular moment of like turning 20, like being 23, 24, 25 that I'm like, oh my God, this happened, that happened.
Yeah.
It's all a blur.
It does. I feel like you sort of do 21, 22, and then, all of these ages, all of these birthdays, it's just a blur. Like, I feel like I'm going to all of a sudden be 40 soon, and, you know, that's scary.
But let's not wish your life away
much. I know. I'm getting too deep now. Let's not talk about that too much. But it's just sad, you know, like when you're younger and when you're very young and you like can't wait till your next birthday, like I remember, like, I could not wait to be 7 years old. I remember thinking, oh, can't wait to be seven. I think because it was like David Beckham's number at the time, so it was like a cool number. And so I like could not wait to be 7 years old. And then like you can't wait to be like 11, or you can't wait. You think, oh, when I'm 15, I'll be so cool. And then you think, oh, when I'm 18, I'll be so cool. You literally wish your whole life away. And now I like want it to stop. I don't want to hit my next birthday.
I know. It's so funny because we were saying how when we were 18, we used to pretend we were 21. And when we were like 16, getting into clubs illegally, oops. When we were 16 and going to clubs with fake ID. I feel like everyone's done it. I'm not going to get arrested now. Please though. When I used to go to clubs with fake ID, I used to be like, oh yeah, I used to pretend I'm 18. It's like, yeah. Now I pretend that I'm 21.
And I used to think, for God's sake, why am I not 18 yet? This is so annoying. Like, hurry up.
I used to really wish my life away.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I wish to minus my life.
Yeah. Can we go backwards, please?
Do you reckon we could get away with saying we're 25 forever?
Yeah, with some Botox, maybe. I'm not sure we could actually.
We could get away with it for a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Not now you've announced it on here.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I have been telling people I'm still 25.
Well, actually, the Daily Mail thinks that I'm a year younger than I am. So lots of people thought that it was my 29th birthday. And when I was putting up all over my social media that I was turning 30, people were literally messaging me like, hey, wait, I'm so confused. Thought you were only 28 turning 29. I was like, well, I'm pretty sure I've got it right and not the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with me and my calculations of how old I am. But yeah, they've had it wrong for years. It's weird, isn't it?
Oh,
I was 29.
Because I was planning to do a minus birthday, because obviously the whole lockdown and stuff, my 25th year of life was just wasted indoors.
Yeah.
So I never really had to live as a 25-year-old. So that now I am living as my 25-year-old self that was stuck in a house for a year.
Do it. Why not?
But to be fair, nothing's really changed. I'm still doing all the same stuff.
Yeah. I feel like lots of people probably feel the same. They probably want to, the last few years, oh, what a stress. Let's not even get into that.
Oh, no.
We don't need any more COVID chat. People are over it now.
So over it.
So when me and Courtney were writing what we were going to talk about this episode, Courtney was trying to explain to me something she feels like was like part of this topic, and it was something to do with like how when you're younger and your life is really structured. Is this right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
So like when I was younger, I had such a structured lifestyle. So I had dinner at a certain time, I went to bed at a certain time. Like my parents were like, you can only have one bag of crisps a day. Like they were quite strict in the fact that I had like certain times and certain rules, and I feel like I've like picked that up into my adult life. It's like now I will only have one bag of crisps a day. Like I won't have two bags because I'll still go to bed at like a certain time
every
day.
I will literally have three bags of crisps, one after the other.
I know it's funny, but I like, but because I've had them rules my whole life, I don't know any different. It's like when I was at Callum's house and his nieces were like, oh, like can we have a bag of crisps, and then they'll come back an hour later, can we have another bag of crisps? Like their mum say yeah, and I'm like, how are you letting them have two bags of crisps? And they're like, they're like looking at me like, are you crazy? I was like, that's because my parents never let me have more than one bag of crisps a day.
Yeah. No, me too. My parents were the same. But then I feel like as soon as I got older, I just like absolutely broke those rules. I was like, okay, I can eat what I want, when I want, how many chocolate bars I want a day, I will eat.
See, I've still got that mentality where like but maybe it's because I'm living under my parents' roof still. So I still feel like.
Well, I mean, it's a good mentality to have. Like you'll never, you know, eat too many bags of crisps a day. Maybe we need to break you out of this. How are we going to do it? I feel like I broke out of it still living at my parents' house.
But I feel like I'm breaking my parents' rules by eating two bags of crisps.
I mean, I know your parents and they are not strict at all. So I think that you can, let's test it. Have two packets of crisps tomorrow. Just test it. See what your mum says. I don't even think she'll notice.
But it's funny because me and Chloe were having a conversation about like our childhoods growing up and like eating wise. Like, so my mum never cooked and your mum did cook.
My mum was a really good cook. She cooked like everything was from scratch. Like we always had like really amazing meals every night. And that's possibly where I get like my cooking from and like why I like absolutely love cooking and trying new recipes and trying new things out. But Courtney, on the other hand,
polar opposite. My mum never cooked. I lived off cheesy pasta. melted cheese pasta. And to this day, I still eat cheesy melted pasta.
Yeah, it's your favourite as well.
It is my favourite dish. But like where my mum was never interested in cooking or anything like that, it's implemented in my life where I'm just not interested in that at all.
So when you get your own place, what are you going to have for dinner? Cheesy pasta?
Cheesy pasta every night. I've warned
no,
Callum that is what
Courtney,
no,
that is not very nutritious.
Fair, when I move out, I am going to do the HelloFresh.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I feel like that is it's good for someone like me who doesn't have an
idea. Yeah, I think that there's loads of those brands, isn't there, that are now doing all these like delivered meals. I think that they're great, actually. I know lots of people that do them. They're really good.
You're lucky enough that you love your cooking, that you don't have to do any of this.
Yeah, I do love my cooking. However, I have had like those like prepared meal things like HelloFresh and Go Green and whatever they're called. I've had a few of those before and actually I've absolutely loved it. Because you still have to cook it. It's just all,
but
there's no wastage. It's great.
I know. Like when, to be fair,
this
when
fully
I
sounds like
done...
an ad and I swear it's not.
Like to be fair, when I actually done it, I actually quite enjoyed it. I was like, oh my God, I'm cooking my own dinner that I'm going to eat. And it's not cheesy pasta.
Yeah, you still have to like cut everything up, put it in at certain times, read the recipe, like read the instructions. It's not like super simple. You're still like cooking a little bit. And I feel like it gives you ideas of like things to eat. Anyway, let's move on from HelloFresh because.
But to be fair, we did have, we'd done a Q&A on our Instagram and a lot of the questions were what to cook for dinner every night.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
So what do you implement in your household, like for you and George? What do you, how do you plan your week to cook dinners every night?
I don't do a weekly shop. I feel like a weekly shop is a thing of the past.
So you do a daily shop?
I feel like people our parents' age do like a weekly shop.
Yeah, my mum does a weekly shop.
I don't have the brain for a weekly shop. Also, I don't want to decide what I'm going to eat on Thursday for dinner on like Sunday. I want to decide on the day, like whatever I fancy. So I go, and I know that this is not very good because you should plan and it's probably cheaper if you plan. It's not very cost effective. I know. George tells me off all the time. But I go to the shops every single day. I look through recipes, decide what I'm going to cook, go to the shop every day. It's bad, right?
I mean, I feel like that's what I'd probably do.
Yeah, and most of my friends do the same. I don't know. I find it hard to like write down what you need. I find it almost like confusing, like to like write everything down and remember everything that you're going to need for dinner every single night.
So what advice would you give people to come up with cooking dinner ideas each night?
Do you Google recipes? Yeah, Google's amazing. Just find anything. You could just type in like healthy dinner ideas or like I don't know, pasta recipes or like whatever you fancy. And then I just like scroll through. I literally spend half an hour of my day each day, like scrolling through, deciding what I'm going to have. Or Instagram. Instagram's great for recipes. Like if you start, it'll come up on your, what's it called? Like your feed page, you know, like
your For You page.
Yeah, your For You page, whatever it is.
I think that's TikTok.
No, I think the same sort of thing though, you know, like your, the page where you don't actually follow those people and it's like suggested for you. If you like literally click on one picture of like food or something, then you'll just get recipes after recipes every time you click on there. So Instagram's great. I just find stuff on there and then you like find, I don't know, a few recipes you like and you sort of end up like repeating them every so often.
My mum has like a speciality of three dishes.
Right, what's that? Cheesy pasta and...
No, she doesn't actually ever make me cheese pasta.
She makes Your mum makes a good chicken soup.
Yeah, she makes a good chicken soup.
A chicken Jewish soup.
A kosher... it's like the Jewish penicillin.
It's unbelievable. I've had it before.
It is good, but that she does that once a blue moon, like that you have to like pluck things out of her ear to get that on the table.
It's amazing. I love when I go around Courtney's house.
She does a good cottage pie. She just shoves the chicken in the oven and she goes, do what you want with it.
Well, I mean, at least you're getting protein. anyway. Let's go back to our subject. How the F did we get here?
How the F did we get to that conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, so we were talking like about like how did we get here and like being younger and stuff and like wishing your life away and like not knowing the importance of things when you're younger. So like not knowing that the importance of, you know, like you just want, you don't want to carry on going to school. You don't want to go to uni because you think, oh, really? I just want to quickly go and live my life. But actually, I feel like I'm going to really try and drum it into my kids that, I mean, I feel like my parents probably did. Like, savour these years. These are the best years. You should want to go to uni. It's amazing. Like, you know, you should want to carry on doing that and not into the real world. But, yeah, I just didn't know the importance. Like, I just wanted to get on with it. And I was much – when I was younger, I was much more of, like, a free spirit. I was very impulsive. Like I was saying to you, wasn't I? when I was younger, I went traveling and ended up living in Australia for like 2.5 years. And I was on my own. I lived in Australia on my own. Like, don't get me wrong. I like met people. I had like an Australian boyfriend and I had friends because I'd like made them all myself. I got myself a job and a car and, you know, and I think I'm 30 and I would not do that now. I would not move to a different country on my own and do that all on my own. How did I do that at 21? Like, what was I thinking?
But you do. I feel like you are a lot more golf impulse when you're younger because you just don't think about the future. You kind of live in the now when
you're
younger.
Yeah, I just didn't care. Like, I just went for it. I was like, yeah, cool, I'll be here. And like, I didn't know anybody. And you know what I find really weird as well? Like, I feel like we need to do a trip to Australia is because I was there for 2.5 years and I like created this whole life for myself. Like I said, like I had a job. I managed a restaurant. How random. I managed a restaurant. I got a job in the restaurant and then ended up managing the restaurant. I lived in this like tiny little beach town. I had like a car. I had like a, what did I have? A Holden. Oh, they call it Vauxhall here. In Australia, Vauxhall is called Holden. So I had a Holden Astra, Vauxhall Astra, paid for it all. It was all mine. And I lived somewhere. I had a boyfriend. Like, I just created this whole like mad life for myself. Like, I always think, like, I used to walk around the supermarket there and like know people. People would be like, hey, and I like would know people. But nobody in my life, nobody has ever been to the Sunshine Coast where I lived.
I've never, ever been to Australia.
None of my friends, none of my family. And I had this like mad little life across the ocean. And no one's ever seen it.
I've always wanted to go to Australia. My friend done 2 years in Australia and she said how unbelievable it was.
Yeah, it was amazing. I loved it. But I feel like I need, like, George needs to come and see where I lived. You need to come and see where I lived. Like, I find it really strange that I have this like random little life.
Like, I'm so jealous that you did actually go traveling and done all that when you were younger. Like, when I look back now, I wish I'd done something like that. Although me and Chloe have done little travel trips, like traveled around Texas, went to Sri Lanka, we've been to Thailand, like we have done those little trips that I would love to take like 3-4 months out and go traveling. But I don't know if I'm just past that age now. Like, am I too old?
Oh my god, honestly, when you go traveling you meet like people that are honestly like in their 50s and have went traveling at like 18, have never returned home. You meet so many of these people. Honestly, my cousin falls into that bracket. Sort of. She went traveling when she was young and now she lives in Hong Kong. She lives in this tiny little island off of Hong Kong called Lama. She's an English teacher and she's just basically kind of like this like cool hippie that like went traveling and never wanted to come home, like a free spirit.
Yeah, exactly. But she's done it. She's done the traveling. Am I not too late to start now?
No, you meet all sorts of people traveling, honestly.
Imagine me at the club with all that, the 18-year-olds.
No, I've got to be honest, I can't imagine you staying in a hostel.
No, I would not stay in a hostel. I'd do it the most expensive
way. Then you're not going to meet anyone. That's the whole point.
Well, I'll get the 5-star hotel and then travel down to the hostel for the day.
And just pretend that you're staying in the hostel. Yeah, no, I can't imagine you doing that. Yeah, I feel, you know, I think my boyfriend, he feels a little bit like that, kind of like wishes that he went traveling when he was younger. But, you know, he's had lots of other experiences. I was like a wild child when I was younger. I loved like traveling and I had this whole idea in my head that I wanted to have this like really exciting life. So I feel like I kind of like forced it. Like I kind of like, I was like, I'm going to go traveling and I'm going to end up staying somewhere and living somewhere. And like, I like forced this whole like life just because I wanted to like, I don't know.
But do you regret it?
No, not at all.
So it wasn't false.
Yeah, no. I just mean it was like I was like determined to like have like an interest in life when I was younger. I was like, I will not get old and have like no stories to look back on or like have a really boring life. And I was like so determined to do that. I kind of wish I had that same kind of thing now. I just kind of like staying in now.
That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah. That's how old I am.
Do you want to go out clubbing or do you want to stay at home? I'm like, stay at home.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, spending money all the time going out. Like, this is another thing we were talking about. We used to go out, me and Courtney used to go out with a big group of girls when we were younger. And honestly, we would all go out with like £15, £20 in our
pocket. Literally, my dad would give me £20 to go out with.
And this is like days before Uber as well. So we had to like actually fully book a cab and like we'd have to pay for the cab.
I remember my cab home from Faces was £8.
I mean, that leaves you with £12 for the night.
Yeah, and the entry was, not entry, we'd get for free.
Yeah, we used to blag our way in.
We used to walk to the front.
Like, easy. Hi! Like, pretend that we knew all the people that worked there and like, absolutely blag our way into Faces.
Every week. I also had a gold card, which also made it
I had
free
a gold
well.
Card. I had a gold card, yeah. So, like, we got ourselves in. We didn't even queue. This is honestly before the days of TOWIE. We used to just like blag it.
And this is what happens.
Fake it till you make
it. We'd literally go out Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was mental.
It was wild. we had a fun time. It was good, but yeah, right, you know, literally with £20 in my pocket.
Yeah, and we were saying like now we'd go for like a dinner in London, a nice dinner in London, get a nice bottle of wine, and it comes to about like £150 a person. And I think, who the hell do we think we are?
No, I know, it's true. Who do we think we are?
I literally said, I'm literally going out as if I'm a millionaire.
I know.
And I'm really not.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not sure we can, the amount of money we spend on like food and going out and drink. And also, can I say, I think that things have become more expensive since like post-COVID, post-lockdown. Like, I'm sure things are more expensive.
Do you know what
now
winds me up? I go to Waitrose and get a Whispering Angel for £25, and then I go for a meal and they charge you £75 for a Whispering Angel.
What
ridiculous
a joke. It's wild.
I just think I've got a mug on my forehead.
Like lots of these like London restaurants that we've been to recently, I'm sure they're more than...
Yeah, I feel like restaurants have put their prices up since COVID.
Well, actually, to be fair, our friend Amber Turner likes to take us... Well, she doesn't take us to these restaurants. We go to these restaurants and Amber has got this tequila that she thinks that she likes. So
is
everywhere.
It the Don Julio something?
She doesn't know. We've never found it. Apparently once she was out and she had a tequila shot and it tasted like vanilla. So she has harped onto us ever since. I don't know when this was, 6 months, a year ago. She has harped onto us ever since that there's this tequila that tastes like vanilla. So everywhere we go, we try almost every tequila. Yeah. Once we did like £200 on tequila shots just to go through every single tequila that they had in this bar
and
to find
one. Was disgusting.
Have we ever found this vanilla tequila?
No.
No. She did it when we went to Mykonos. And I'm like, whoa. I am not trying all of these tequila shots that none of them taste like vanilla to find. She still cannot find it.
But do you know what? I think restaurants and stuff like big ones like that, I reckon they refill their tequila and stuff with crap tequila.
Oh,
so
really?
People don't realise when they're so drunk. 100%.
Well, actually, I used to work in a bar. I'm not going to name the bar. I've worked in a few, so I feel like people that know me won't even know. I worked in a bar and we used to have... Am I allowed to say this? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. They used to make us fill up like the expensive like Belvedere or Grey Goose bottles, like the huge ones that people buy on the table.
With a Glens.
Like, literally, with a Glens.
Oh my God. But you can taste the difference.
Now you can because you're older, but could you when you were 18?
No, I could never taste the difference when I was 18. Anything alcohol I'd take.
Yeah. Is that anything that got me drunk? I did not care. Especially if I was being like given it by someone else. Like
yeah.
My
free
20
drink?
Quid was not,
yeah, please.
Was not getting me far. Talking of back in the day and not having Uber, which is crazy. Why did we not think of that business idea, Colt?
Because I just don't think we've got the minerals for it.
Well, now it seems so simple. Why does no one ever do that? That is so difficult to get a cab.
I know. That's like so many inventions come out. I'm like, why did I not think of that?
I think as well, like everything moves so quickly. Like if you think about, like talking about when I lived in Australia, I moved home from Australia 8 years ago. And 8 years ago, nobody had, iPhones were out, but nobody had iPhones. Everybody was still on the BlackBerry hype. And there wasn't like FaceTime or anything. So now if I was in a different country, I'd be able to like talk to all my friends and talk to my family so easily, just call each other whenever we want. I used to have to like plan with people, like be on your laptop for 8 o'clock and log on to Skype. You remember Skype?
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Now you can just talk to anyone like around the world with the click of a finger. It's just
yeah,
absolutely crazy.
Like
everything has moved so fast. The fact that, do you remember like your first phone, first phones where you couldn't, like on BlackBerrys, the internet on BlackBerrys was so rubbish.
Yeah, I remember my first phone was a Motorola flip phone. Yeah, which I was obsessed
with. Did you have the chocolate?
I had the chocolate.
Love the
chocolate.
I had
Sony Ericsson's. Yeah,
my first phone was a Nokia. Does that make me older than you?
Yeah,
it does
make
you
older than me.
With Snake on it.
I did have Snake. Oh, no, I don't think I did have Snake. But yeah, it's just funny because I was showing Callum's nieces. Callum's nieces are 9 and 10. And they're like, do you want me to show you the phone that I used to have when I was your age? And I'd show them this Motorola. They're like, what the hell is that? Because it just doesn't look anything like what they've got iPhones now.
Yeah.
It's just like a completely different world. And it does make me feel so old. And I'm like, to the guys, I'm like, am I old to you? They're like, no, you're so young. So I'm like, that does make me feel better.
It is like technology, honestly, moves so fast. It's actually crazy. It's actually wild. Like, apparently they're, like, so close to creating, like, a hovering car.
Oh, God, that makes me feel sick. Yeah. Or is it that song, the year 2000?
3000, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're not going to write 2000 when they wrote it in, like, 2010 or something.
The year 3000.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like in that music video, it's like all the spaceships and stuff. We're not that far away from the year 3000, are we?
What? No, yeah. No, yeah. We are. Wow, Courtney. Yeah, you're not going to live to the year 3000, I'm afraid to tell you. That is sad, isn't it? But if you think we're in 2021.
Oh, yeah, we're well off.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Maybe rein those things in. People are going to be like, what are we listening?
Well, because I'm thinking of the year 2000.
Well, in Courtney's world, we're close to the year 3000, but that's fine. But apparently we are close to a hovering car, which is exciting. Apparently, like, you can have them in, like, London and stuff.
That freaks me out.
I mean, I don't know how true this is, but I definitely read it somewhere.
Right, well, it's obviously true because you read it somewhere.
Some random article I found, probably on social media.
But these trends, right? So me and Chloe were on TikTok the other day, and we were just, like, scrolling through, and we found some old clips of when we were on TOWIE when we first joined. And, like, as in trends, as in our eyebrows were really short, like, really thin.
Wait, can I just say, before you get into this, me and Courtney were supposed to be working. We literally took a laptop to like a cafe, and we were like, we're going to go to a cafe because then we'll actually like focus and we'll work. We were supposed to be working. We ended up sitting for an hour looking through TikToks, old TikToks of us. We spent ages, and then the cafe was shut at 3, so we had to leave.
They were shipping us off. They're like, can we put this in a takeaway box? I was like, oh, sorry.
I mean,
too busy watching ourselves. We're supposed to,
if that is not adulting, I don't know what is, just completely like distracting yourself from doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Always. Mm-hmm. There's always a distraction. So we were just like watching old clips of us when we were on the show because we were just interested of how like far we've come from the thin eyebrows and the awful fashion choices we made. No.
I honestly look like in some old TOWIE clips I didn't even brush my hair. That's honestly what it looks like.
My hair was like greasy, like you could see my extensions.
Yeah. And some of these clips weren't even that long ago that, you know, I mean, I guess 5 years is a long time, but it feels like, honestly, looking at some of these clips, like the way we were, the situations we were in, the way we were talking, the outfits we were wearing, it feels like a lifetime ago.
It does feel like, I feel like them 5 years have just gone so quickly.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's actually mad. Like it will nearly be, in January, it will be 7 years since we went on TOWIE. Seven years. That is just mad. A sick joke.
That is crazy. It literally went like a flash of light.
Didn't it? We like grew up on it as well. Like I feel like that was a...
Yeah, well, I was 19. You were 22.
I was 22, just turning 23, yeah. I think by the time we went on, I might have been 23. Can't remember. But yeah, it's just mad.
But like, I feel like that is weird, like how our lives grew up on TV. Like my whole of my 20s, have been lived on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Heartbreak, fallouts with friends, like everything has all been on TV. And even like, it's just mad. How do you go from, you know, when you're like younger and one of your friends or like a friend of a friend or somebody like falls pregnant or something or gets engaged and you're like, oh my God, what are they going to do?
Yeah, and you put it in the group chat going, yeah. Oh my God, look, oh my God, pregnant.
Yeah. Or like some, like I had like, I say friends, knew of people maybe on like social media that I went to school with and stuff that got like engaged really young. And I'd be like, what the hell are they doing? Like, why the hell are they engaged? What are they doing? Like, and now we're like, oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah. It's like, so normal.
Yeah. At what age does that tick over being normal?
It's so funny because like people who I went to school with are all getting engaged. And like my group of friends were like, only two of the girls are engaged. There's 10 of us. Two of them are engaged. And it's like we keep putting in screenshots of whoever gets engaged. And we're like, oh, my God. I'm thinking like they all must think the ones who aren't engaged are such losers. Like we're not engaged. And they're all thinking, haha, they're like none of them are engaged.
They're so grown up.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't want to be engaged anyway.
I don't want to be engaged until the ring is covering my whole finger.
Oh, wow. Callum, you hear that? You better get working. Maybe you should buy a house first.
Yeah, definitely buy a house first.
That'll be good.
At what point in your life did you think, shit, I'm an adult?
Like 5 days ago. Literally. When I turned 13, my 30th birthday. Honestly.
And that's when it really kicked in.
I feel like it's still not kicked in, but I'll have moments of like, oh shit.
I feel like you should feel more like, oh shit, like you have a full-on mortgage. Like that is adult of all adult things to have.
Yeah, but assume you want all of these things, a bit like what we were saying a minute ago, like you want all of these things and then you have them and you're like, oh wait, can I like revert to being a young kid now? I don't want them anymore. It's actually, it sounds all like, oh, so grown up, have a mortgage. Oh no, it's awful. You have to pay for that mortgage. Like, it's not nice. Every month it all comes out, the bills, council tax. What the hell is council tax?
Honestly, that this is what everything puts me off of moving out.
Honestly, a TV license. Do you know how many bills stack up? And then you're like, you want like the luxuries like Sky and Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is just a standard that you have in your house right now, but it's expensive. Like everything's so expensive. Honestly, being a grown up is no fun.
It is not fun. Like you've got home taxes. Oh, trust me, I'm living at home for as long as I can.
Yeah.
Until my mum and dad ships me out of the house. Although I don't think my dad actually ever wants me to move out, which is really nice.
Really?
Yeah, my mum wants me out.
Oh, really? She wants you gone.
She wants me gone because she's already had one of the bedrooms turned into a walk-in wardrobe. She probably wants to turn mine into something else.
Well, you've nicked your sister's old bedroom.
Yeah, she had the biggest bloody room of the house.
You're
of
doing the same. You're doing the same as your mum, progressing.
I know. Me and my dad like made a joke that he was like, well, what you can do is we can make a studio apartment on the top floor of the house
for you
and
Callum to live in. Yeah. Loft.
Into a studio flat. I went, that would be my dream.
Would it?
My mum goes, no way.
Your parents would drive you crazy.
Yeah, they would actually.
I know that you love them, but you can't live with them forever. Actually, saying that, if you and Callum were to do that and then have a child, it would be like live-in childcare.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful. Unreal.
The baby would just be at home when you went out.
Yeah.
No, your mum wouldn't have that. She'd be like, Courtney, no way.
No, she wants me out already.
Yeah, she needs you gone. She needs big wardrobes.
She needs big wardrobes. But I said to her, like, Chloe and Bianca, my sisters, another Chloe, they both moved out at, like, 29. So I said, at least give me till 29 to then start telling me to move out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, your sister, though, has bought a house, hasn't she, Bianca?
Yeah.
She's bought a house.
But they're
she's
doing it up.
So her and her boyfriend are still living in Courtney's house.
And my mum is loving it. She's got the whole clan.
Courtney's always like to me, oh, when are they going to move out, for God's sake?
I want the house to myself. I'm like long to be an only child. Don't get me wrong, I love my sisters.
Aww.
No, I love my sisters so much, but I like the attention.
You like being spoiled.
Yeah, I like the attention.
That's because you're the baby.
It is so true. But can I tell you when it clicked to me that I thought, shit, I'm an adult now.
Go on.
So my mum always calls the doctor for me because I have phone anxiety.
I honestly, this one is just bizarre. We talked about this a lot.
You know what mine and my mum's relationship is like when it comes to me and the doctors and stuff. So she always like calls up to book my appointments because I physically can't do it. Like something just doesn't let me do it. Anyway, so she gets on the phone to them like, hi, like now Courtney's now over 25. We must like, she has to speak to us like herself. I was like, mum, this means I can never go to the doctors.
Can't your mum just pretend to be you? Actually, no. I don't know why I'm encouraging this. No, call the doctors yourself.
My mum actually does now pretend to be me.
No, Courtney.
She puts on a slightly younger voice.
What are you going to do when you've got children and you've got a...
My mum's going to have to call up.
No.
Well, this is what I mean.
Maybe
when I have
you should
kids...
convert the loft in your house and stay there forever then.
So, I mean, when I have kids, I'm going to freak out because I'm going to have to take them to the doctors on my own. Like, what if they tell me something I don't understand? And I'm like, but this poor kid who's ill. And I'm like, they're telling me this stuff. And I'm like, well, what does that mean?
Aren't there like online portals now where you can like book a doctor's appointment?
Sign me bloody up to the online portal.
I'm sure there is. I mean, I'm sure each one's different, but you shouldn't do that. Yeah, I've always been more independent than that.
But I feel like you've had to be more independent because where your mum and dad aren't together, you've lived with your dad
from a young age. Well, I went to a school that was far away and there was like a boarding house and stuff. And then I went to uni. And then I went travelling straight after uni. I like lived at uni. Whereas you went to uni and lived at home,
yeah.
Right? So I feel like maybe that was my turning point going to uni. I had to cook for myself. Courtney was telling me the other day, she doesn't actually know how to turn on the washing machine. And I said, I'm not sure we should mention that on our podcast because Courtney's just going to sound like a spoiled brat.
But this is where you have lived on your own, you've had to turn on a washing machine. I live at home, like... I know she's going to sound so spoiled, but we have a cleaner 3 times a week. I've never needed to turn on a washing machine. And the funniest thing is I said to my mum, I said, I need to put something in the washing machine. So she's done it for me. And then I looked, I was like, oh, brilliant. It's only going to take 2 minutes and two and a half minutes. 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Courtney, have you not paid attention to anything in life? How could you possibly think it takes 2 minutes to wash clothes?
I don't know. I thought it was a quick... My mum said I'm going to put it in a quick wash.
Well, you say that actually, but George had never turned on the washing machine before we moved out, which was only just over a year ago. And he still rarely does it now, don't get me wrong. Very rare. But when he does, he's like, 2.5 hours? Clothes don't need that long to be... You don't need to wash clothes for that long. And he'll like change all the settings so it's only like washing for an hour. And then he's like, well, my clothes don't smell that fresh. I'm like, yeah, because you've only put it on for an hour. But come on. He's like, it's ridiculous. He does it the same with the dishwasher. That doesn't need to be on for that long. Well, it does.
A dishwasher, understandable. Like, it needs to get a good deep clean.
Can you turn on the dishwasher? Don't think your clothes need a deep clean. They're on your bodily person. A plate is not, you are not wearing a plate.
This is true. But to be fair, I wear one item of clothing once and I put it straight in the wash. I'm not one of those people that wear it twice and like fold, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's because you don't do your own washing.
Yeah, that is
If you did
true.
Your own washing, you would probably like savour those things that you don't need to wash all the time. Because you think, oh, do I really have to do another wash?
Yeah, like everything, I wear it once, goes straight in the wash.
Never move out, Courtney. You have got some serious things changed, I assure you. Things change. Start doing your own washing. That will not happen anymore.
Yeah, I need to learn to use the washing machine. Washing means I can use a dishwasher. You put a tablet in, press go, and you shut the door and it's done.
Maybe on this podcast, we should start doing like challenge Courtney's. And each week we do like a new challenge for you. Like you are like, so this week you have to wash all of your own clothes. And you can't lie to me about it because I will ask your mum. I'll ask your cleaner. And you have to do it. And then next week someone else can wash your clothes, but you have to iron all your clothes.
Oh no. I've told mum to buy me a steamer. Because she says she's not ironing my clothes.
Well, like when I bought myself a steamer, actually. I thought that when I moved out. I used to work in a clothes shop and we had this steamer and I remember it being amazing, but I was only like 17, so maybe I was just wrong. I think an iron's better than a steamer. Steamer seems like a good idea. I feel like a iron does a better job.
To be fair,
maybe I got the wrong steamer.
I read somewhere that people tend to not even iron their clothes anymore. Like ironing your clothes isn't such a thing anymore.
I'll be honest, I feel like I wasn't that bothered about ironed clothes until like 2-3 years ago. And then all of a sudden I'd think, oh no, my clothes need to be ironed. Like now, if a top looked terrible, I would always iron it. Whereas years ago, I feel like I would just go with it. I'd be like, oh, I'll go out with a creased top. And my mum would be like, oh, what's wrong with you? You look disgusting. Ironing so much effort.
So much effort. Like Callum's mum had 4 kids and she was telling me that she used to do like 4 hours of ironing.
Yeah, but my mum does that. She still does that now. My mum loves ironing. It's her thing. She finds it, I don't know, like some kind of stress relief or something, which I just do not get at all. That is wild to me. I hate ironing, but I iron as I go. My mum will stand for hours.
And do piles and piles of ironing.
But I just do not do that. I wash my clothes, hang them up, and then I'll iron it before I go out, which is probably why I'm late all the time.
Chloe, don't even start with me with that lateness, honestly.
Well, you get to see lovely ironed clothes, so...
I don't care about your ironed clothes. I care about me waiting around for you for 20 minutes.
Yeah, my timing is not great. We need to get better.
It's getting worse. It got good at one point, now it's getting back bad.
No, should I tell you? So it got good when I was in the old flat, but now I'm in the place that I'm living right now is a complete building site and I still have lots of things in boxes and it's just difficult to get ready. So I feel like my lateness has creeped back in again.
Yeah,
but once my house is done and it's all new, I feel like I'll be good again. I promise.
Okay.
Then
our friendship can get back on track because at the moment you stress me out.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Anyway, don't try and distract me. Challenge Courtney. Challenge Courtney. I want you to wash all your clothes this week. No, I mean it. I'm going to get you a washing basket.
But I don't think...
I'm going to get Callum in on this. I'm going to get your parents in on this. I mean it. I'm going to create a group chat.
Great.
And we are going to let you know next week how she got on.
I'm actually going away next week.
That's fine. You've still got a week until you go away.
I've still got a week to go.
So you need to wash all your clothes ready for holiday. Wow, even more pressure.
What, you wash your clothes before you go away?
Well, like in case there are any things that you need to wash before you go away. You have to have them all prepped and ready, right?
This is true. See, this is when I think, shit, I wish I wasn't an adult. But I guess, like, would you be the sort of parent which will make your young child do things like that early on?
Yeah, because there's actually, this is going to sound like an ad again, there's an app called Go Henry. It's not an ad, I swear, I don't even have it. But it's for when you have children. And so, like, it's an app, and on there, it's how they get, like, their pocket money and stuff. So they have to, they'll have, like, chores that they have to do, or, like, certain things that they have to do. And if they do them, then your parents, like, transfer you money. And so you get, like, a Go Henry, like, bank card. Isn't that clever? Isn't that a good idea?
I do feel like you'd be the sort of mum that's like, right, when you're 10 years old, go put your washing in the washing machine.
Absolutely. My mum was like that with me. Absolutely. I don't care. I could be a billionaire, and at 16, my child is getting a Saturday job.
Yeah, I had a Saturday job when I was 15.
You need to learn. Like, I think that,
I was washing people's hair for £30 a day, week, day.
Well, £30 a day, you only did one day, I only done a Saturday.
So it was
a week. Yeah, Challenge Courtney, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. Okay, I feel like we should move on to...
Should we talk about our quote? Shall we talk about the question box that we put out on our Instagram?
For the dilemmas?
Yeah.
People's dilemmas. Yes, let's talk about dilemmas. We actually put out... We put a quote on our Instagram, which we were like finding like adult quotes and stuff, and it was something along the lines of... We're talking about the supermarket one, or
we could talk about all of them.
So we put out this quote, and people just seem to absolutely love it. It was like, one day you're young, and then the next minute you have a favourite supermarket. And let me tell you, if that does not explain me, that literally like puts me into like that is just
you
me.
You love a supermarket. We would be in like different countries, and Chloe would be like, we need to go to the supermarket because you love looking around to see what different foods they have.
Yeah, I love it. I love like a random like Whole Foods or like organic shop, like, or like I just love it. I will happily spend a day walking around supermarkets.
So what is your favorite supermarket?
There's one called Panzers in St John's Wood, and it's like kind of like a small supermarket. It's actually a Jewish supermarket called. And I just absolutely love it. It's just amazing. It sells all the best things in there. It sells like loads of different like world foods and like just really cool stuff. And it's got like a little like flower shop outside, and it does like...
Typical you to like an individual
supermarket. Yeah, I just love it. I'm there every Saturday, and I just... absolutely love it. It's really expensive. It's really bad for my bank balance, but I just love it so much. It's the best place. And I just, like lots of people felt the same. And it's funny, you all of a sudden just, I didn't care about a supermarket when I was younger.
All of a sudden have a favourite supermarket. Even though I don't do my food shops, I still do like to go to M&S because they do really good snacky bits, like ready to eat snacky bits.
Yeah. And basically our whole point of talking about our favourite supermarkets was we asked for your dilemmas. So we asked for like, what are your adult dilemmas? And they can be like, they can like range from like serious things or to, you know, really silly things. And there's a few that I think we're going to talk about, but the main one that we got back was deciding what to cook for dinner every single night.
Yeah.
That was people's main adult dilemma.
And this is what we talked about like at the start of our conversation. Like, that's why I was asking you, like, what's your advice on how to think of meals to come up with? And you said Google.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Google recipes and stuff. I feel like people, I'm so lucky that I enjoy cooking, but I know people hate it. So yeah, that was your main dilemma.
But I think that's everyone's like, do you know what? I'm so sick of thinking about what to eat. I'm sick of it. Like, I literally get to the point where I'm like, Joe, I'm just going to have a packet of crisps and a chocolate bar for dinner.
Yeah.
Because I'm bored of eating dinners.
Yeah. I'm never bored of eating. I absolutely love eating. It's one of my favourite things to do.
Well, maybe you could cook me dinner and put it in a takeaway cup and I'll takeaway box and I'll eat it.
Okay. Well, you've got Callum's mum. You don't need me.
Callum's mum is a great cook.
Callum's like, he's got like an Italian background, is that right? So she cooks these amazing. Courtney sends them in our group chat all the time. It's like a carbonara.
Oh, looks my unreal. God. She's unreal cook. Every day I'm like, what's your mum cooking for dinner?
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's cooking carbonara or she's cooking beef stroganoff. And I'm like, yeah, let's go to your mum's for dinner.
Okay, so what you need to do is do this loft conversion and have a studio flat at the top of your house and then move Callum's mum in as well into your house. So then you have Callum's mum to cook for you, your mum to do all like your washing and whatever.
My mum don't do the washing.
Sorry, the cleaner. I was trying to make you sound less spoiled then. I was trying to do you a favour. Sorry, the cleaner to do all of that and then just live there and have live in child care as well.
Oh, I'd love that.
Sounds like the dream.
I think Callum would absolutely hate that. That's Callum's worst nightmare.
But then on a more serious note, so some of like the one of the audience dilemmas, sorry, well, actually I think there were a couple. And I think it's really important. I actually want to talk about this because lots of people around me have had this or have this. And I think it ranges from lots of different ages as well. So something called imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
Okay, so basically, like lots of my friends have it. They talk about it all the time. So it basically is like quite relevant to what we're talking about, like becoming an adult and, you know, how the hell did I get here? Because it basically means that you feel like, so you might be in like a job, say like lots of people have like jobs with like really important like roles within that jobs and like things that they have to do. And they might like get a promotion or like get this job and they think, and they're there and they think, wait, I'm like, I'm an imposter. I shouldn't be doing this job. An adulty, a more adult should be doing this job. I'm not like, I'm too young to be doing this job, or like I'm not an adult enough. And you think like someone older than you should be doing it, or someone like, I don't know, that's more qualified than you. So you feel like at any point, you feel like a fraud, and you feel like at any point someone's going to be like, wait, hold on, you're a fraud, you don't actually know what you're doing. When in actual fact, you are qualified for that job, or you are old enough, you are an adult, but you have this thing where you think like, oh, I'm not old enough to do that, even though you are old enough to do that. You think like, oh wait, someone like my parents' age should be doing that job. Like, surely I can't have all these responsibilities when it comes to this job. And my, honestly, George talks about it all the time. Lots of my friends, they all feel like they've got imposter syndrome. So I think that's quite like a common thing in like adulthood and navigating adulthood.
I kind of understand that, because it's like when my friend qualified as a teacher, she was only like 23 when she qualified. And I was like, you just seem too young to be teaching high school, GCSE age and A-level age, because they're like near enough your age. She like goes out, she sees them out clubbing. And I'm like, do you not find like you're too young to be a teacher? She's like, no, it just feels right. But she obviously doesn't get that syndrome. But I would mentally think that like, I'm too young to be a teacher.
Yeah, I'm not like,
how am I good teaching these kids? This.
I'm not like, and you feel like, and that's why it's imposter syndrome, because you feel like at any point someone's going to catch you out and be like, hold on, you're not supposed to be here. And I feel like lots of people feel like that. Like one of my friends actually is a PE teacher. And we were at lunch the other day, and bear in mind, she's the same age as me. So she's been a PE teacher for 10 years or something. And she was telling me the other day that she has a form class. And I was like, wait, hold on. You have a form class? She's like, yeah. And to me, she's just my friend that I've known for years and years. So she's just like young, like I think I'm young.
Because you used to think that teachers were older. You used to think teachers were old, but really they're just...
Obviously, I knew she was a PE teacher. I knew she was a teacher, but I just thought that she went in and did the fun stuff like netball and trampolining. And like, you know, she didn't actually do any of the serious stuff. She's like, no, Chloe, I have a form group. Like, I have a form group. I take the register every day and they sit with me. And I'm like, I feel like them kids are probably my age still, but they're not. They're like, you're eight.
That would get you, I think. But that's like, I guess, if you're in a team at work and you're the youngest in the team, but you're also the head of the team, you might feel a bit like, oh, I'm telling these older people what to do.
Yeah.
And it must feel that like, a bit like, oh, should I be, do I have the right to tell these people what to do? Like, they're older than me, like they've been here longer.
Are you sure you want to give me this job? Like... I'm only young, I'm only little. Like, no, you are fully qualified and old enough to have this job. Yeah, so if anyone else, there were a few that said it, but if anyone wants to elaborate on their imposter syndrome and how they feel, then let us know, message us on our Instagram and we're going to talk through it some more, because I feel like it's quite important. That's quite a big one for like growing up. Like, at what age do you not feel like an imposter anymore? Or is it if there's anyone that's, you know, in their 40s or anything that still feels like this, or is it something that goes within a few years? I don't know. But yeah, it just seems like quite a big thing for people.
So me and Chloe found some quotes.
Some adult quotes,
which we just found so relatable. And this is like my favorite one. So it turns out that being an adult is mostly Googling how to do stuff.
I mean,
I spend my life on Google.
What did they do before the internet? What did our parents do?
I have no idea. Like, how did they find out where to get somewhere? How they find, like...
Yeah, they used to literally... I remember being in a car when I was younger and having like a map and my dad being like, can you follow the map? And I'd have to like sit with it on my lap and like try and tell him where to go.
Oh my God.
Like, that's not even that long ago. I mean, maybe it is long ago.
I think I was at the stage where we had TomToms.
We had TomToms later. And then they were in your car. Now they're on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, basically, I Google everything.
Everything.
I don't know how we survived without Google.
I Google how to spell words.
Yeah. Everything. Well, your phone just corrects you, doesn't it, now? Which is
but I just
mad.
Sometimes think it's a bit sad. Like, as an adult, I would have thought adults are so knowledgeable. Like, you've learned all this stuff growing up. And you have, like, this mind that you just know everything. So if I ask my parents a question, I'm like, do you know what this means? They're like, no, Google it.
Yeah.
It's like everything's on Google.
Everything's Google, yeah.
Like, so when my kids are like, Mom, like, what's this, is that, the other one? We're like, Google it, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be like 3 years old on their, like, some form of technology. Just Google it on your iPad, as most three-year-olds actually have iPads now.
I know.
Can't even imagine what our kids will have. And then another quote is, you know you're an adult when you get excited about a new cleaning sponge in the sink.
Can't relate.
Court can't relate to this one. She didn't get it when I read to her. And, you know, I get a bit excited about a new cleaning sponge. But I feel like it can go, like, broader than that. Like, all of a sudden you like walking around, like, homeware shops. B&M, what a great place. Like, and you want to buy, like, candles and a new plate. Oh, that new plate's exciting. I would have thought, what? Or, like, a pillow or a new chair. You're like, oh, look at these placemats. Everything's exciting because you've got your own place.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
I will get there. I'll probably walk around Home Bargains and think, oh, Scrub Daddy or whatever, all other stuff there are.
Oh, Scrub Daddy.
Have you not heard of a Scrub Daddy?
No, maybe I'm not an adult.
Oh, my God. So anyway, I've been watching these, like, TikTok cleaning videos.
Oh, classic. It's on TikTok. Courtney loves TikTok.
And they use, like, this Scrub Daddy and it looks really good. You need to get yourself a Scrub Daddy because they're trending on TikTok.
What is it, like a sponge?
Yeah, but it, like, gets all, like, the marks out. You put it in the pink stuff and you get all the marks out.
Amazing.
Chloe,
okay.
You are an amateur, honey.
Wow. Well, I just don't go on TikTok. Courtney loves a TikTok trend. Like, she got me into Little Moons because they was a TikTok trend. Let me tell you, this is a secret. Yesterday, which we're going to get onto this week, we're trying Japanese snacks. I was in the Japanese shop. Do you know what they only sell in there?
What?
A whole thing, like they have in Selfridges, of Little Moons.
No way.
Yes, they sell them in Westfield. So we don't have to go all the way into central London.
Oh my God.
I feel like that's a secret. That's like a life hack. Maybe I should create a TikTok. It will go viral. Of people that live around here.
Let's go.
Yeah, 100% let's go.
Oh, that's unreal.
Okay, let's move on to our restaurant of the week.
Yes. So we went to The Standard, which is actually where we film our podcasts.
Yeah.
The Standard is like a restaurant pub in Loughton, Essex, and they do the most incredible Sunday lunch.
Which, fun fact, actually used to be a club where me and Courtney spent many a weekend.
Yes.
Downstairs in the corner booth.
Yeah. It was called Lux at the time. We used to be here every weekend.
Wasn't it called Kinky Milinky at one point? Oh, no, that's
in London.
It called? It was called Minx.
Minx,
that's it.
And then Crystal Lounge.
It was literally like 10 different clubs over the course of our like 5 years of coming here, and then it became a restaurant.
And now it's a lovely, lovely, really cool restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. And they do like the best Sunday roast.
And how big was the, what is it? Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah,
it was
unreal.
Huge. It was literally the size of our faces.
And we have to talk about these donuts that we found.
Oh my God.
So we had for dessert these, like, they're like mini donuts, and inside them have Nutella, but they were with like coffee ice cream, which, if you don't like coffee, sounds kind of gross, but it was like almost like an affogato, the ice cream like melted and these like warm donut.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
Absolutely insane.
They were incredible. Like, wow.
They were so nice that we called the owner over like, how have we never had these before?
Yeah, I know. It was like, we are here all the time. How have we not had the donuts?
They were
anyway,
unbelievable.
If you ever come here, get the Sunday roast and get the donuts because they are bloody unbelievable. So next week, we are going to have a special guest joining us, which we will reveal on our Instagram. And
yeah, thank you for listening. Remember to send us in your dilemmas. If you know any of any world snacks that you want us to try,
yeah,
please make them nice.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you for listening.